The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the NFL season kicks off in about 3 hours.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. My bedtime kicks off in about 4. Yeah.
Okay, to be precise about this, it kicks off about 40 minutes after. Can you get through the first quarter? Over, under for Kornheiser.
Yes.
Of NFL action before sleep.
I'll get through the first half. I will get through the first half. Welcome to PTI. Yes, I will. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Blue Jays are streaking, the Ravens are hurting, and the Big 12 appears to be replenished. But we begin today with tonight's opening game of the NFL season. Dallas is an 8.5-point underdog, goes to Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay. Wilbon, let us get right to it. Are you more intrigued to see how Brady and the Bucs perform or how Dak and the Cowboys do?
Brady and the Bucs, Tone. And it's not just because they're champions. I would be interested in whoever the other team is, the opponent, playing the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys are a whisper. The Cowboys are now 100% hype. Because they haven't done anything in a couple of decades. They either don't get to the playoffs, all right? If they do, they play one game. They have made no runs deep in the postseason. They are not relevant by New Year's Day. Okay, New Year's Day, fine. They play end of a regular season. By mid-January, the Cowboys are on vacay. They're in Cancun. So I'm tired of the Cowboys. I know that everybody at every network, including this one, loads up on Cowboy conversation. The Cowboys have been worthless. I'm not talking about their popularity. I'm talking about their ability to be a factor on the field. They're nothing. So I am interested in Tom Brady. I almost said the Patriots, the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I would love to disagree with you. I will not disagree with a single word you said. I am personally dacked out by now. I've heard years of talk about will Jerry give Dak his money? And then the last few weeks is, will Dak's shoulder be okay for this? The hype, and I'll just talk about this network. The hype on this network is unbelievable for a team that has, you know, that they are allegedly Super Bowl contenders. They have not won the Super Bowl in this century. Okay, they have not done it. The other guy has won it 7 times by himself. I cannot even believe that people talk about Dak Prescott at the expense of Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in the history of football. He's doing something last year at 43 that nobody ever did at that age in football, in basketball, or in baseball. This is going to be, Mike, his 300th regular season start. And let me get the number correct. He is 230-69. And we're talking about Dak Prescott? I mean, come on. That is ridiculous.
Tony, it could be Tony Romo. We could keep going back in time with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you know, people
can
be fascinated
Aikman,
if they want.
Because Aikman won Super Bowls. Aikman's legit. He won
Aikman
Super Bowls.
Aikman was also, Aikman's nearing 40 years ago. I mean, 30 years ago, for real. When people say how great the Cowboys fans are, the Cowboys fans are whoever can find a bandwagon with the colors and a foam finger. They're not great. They're overrated. Their team is overrated. The statement of what their team is overrated. The nickname America's Team is preposterous and outdated. To hell with the Cowboys.
I'm going to give you one small fact. One small fact here.
What?
Tampa Bay returns all 22 starters. Remember how we talked about UCLA returning 20? They return all 22. The last Super Bowl champion to return all 22 was the 1979 Steelers. You know what they did? They won the Super Bowl. That was their fourth in 4 of 6. They won the Super Bowl.
Just God, deliver take me it away. From the Cowboys. My
take
God. The already limping Baltimore Ravens, I mean a big limp, suffered unreal setbacks during today's practice. The team fears starting running back Gus Edwards, the latest starting running back, tore his ACL, which will put him out for the season. Baltimore had already lost fellow running backs J.K. Dobbins and Justice Hill for the season. And Adam Schefter says the team also fears it may have lost cornerback Marcus Peters to a torn ACL in today's same practice. It's a practice from hell. Tone, where does all this leave the Ravens?
Well, as they say, it leaves you up a famous creek without a paddle at the moment. This is an amazing circumstance to be in. This cluster of ACL injuries. This is the number one running offense in all of football, and it is not now. Because now what you have is Lamar Jackson, who is at risk every single time you ask him to run more than you should be having him run. Or you've got Le'Veon Bell, who was great, but it's 4 and 5 and 6 years ago. You don't know if Le'Veon Bell, if he gets promoted to the big team, you don't know what he can do at this point. This is
right.
The identity of the Baltimore Ravens in the last 25 years is two things. It is defense and it is ball control. You cannot control the ball without a running game because your quarterback is not a 300-yard-a-game passer and your defense isn't as good as it was when it was great. So I don't know where it leaves them.
Tony, it seems like it leaves them having to make some massive adjustments strategically. You mentioned what the Ravens are. It is not only what they've been since Lamar Jackson, it's really what they've been the last 20 years. You know, and they've won
yes.
a couple of Super Bowls, and they've been an exciting team and a playoff team. And so Jim Harbaugh is going to have to, I mean, do some tap dancing here.
Jim Harbaugh would be something. John Harbaugh.
Yeah, John Harbaugh. Excuse me. Thank you for that. Tony, this is despair land. I mean, you lose this many guys, your number one running back, then your number three running back, then your second running back, and you lose a great defensive player, apparently, who you paid a lot of money, you know, a couple of years ago. And, you know, Tony, one other characteristic of the Ravens I'm going to mention, in addition to the two that I agree with you on, physical toughness. The Ravens, that's part of what they are. They want to show you they're bulletproof. You can't hurt us. And now you have a practice, to quote Allen Iverson, that takes your team out? Wow.
Okay, so let me just add this right here. And I'm not trying to demean anybody, but you have this cluster of ACL tears. Does that go to coaching? Does that go to training on any level? Should that be investigated, or is it just horrible luck? Is it just horrible luck? Maybe that's all it is. But you ask yourself, what happened here? What happened?
Look, you and I live 30 miles down the street from the Ravens. We're aware of what they are, what they think of themselves, and what people think of them. Wouldn't you list them, if you were just listing the toughest teams, and they're all tough, but if you're listing the toughest teams in the league, wouldn't you have the Ravens in the top 3, 4, or 5, if not higher?
I would always on that list have the two rivals, the Ravens and the Steelers. They would be
yes.
in my top 5. Always.
Yes.
Always.
Unbelievable. Yep. Let's move to baseball, where the Blue Jays are suddenly looming behind the Yanks. Toronto beat New York for the third straight time last night and is now a game and a half back in the race for the second wild card spot. Add in the Mariners, A's, and the Sox, and we've got 5 teams battling for 2 slots, all within 3.5 games of each other. Tone, which 2 would you like to see make the season? The postseason.
Well, the Yankees are the biggest TV draw, and Boston is the second biggest TV draw, so baseball would like to see them. But the Yankees lose all the time now. Joey Gallo, let me get the number.
Well, he's
batting
136
for the Yankees.
Now?
Yeah, I think it's 9 out of 11. Giancarlo Stanton's got 1 home run in September, so they lose all the time. The Sox lose all the time, too, and yet they have gained ground on the Yankees. Since the All-Star break, I believe, or maybe it's a trade deadline, they're like 25 and 26. That's not a playoff team. So what objectively are the better stories? Well, Toronto's a better story. Toronto are nomads at this point. They started out in a spring training ballpark in Florida.
They
went to a minor league park in Buffalo. They didn't get into Toronto till the end of July. And they're playing great right now. They've got Kevin Biggio, they've got Vlad Guerrero Jr., they got Bo Bichette, they got Suns up. They're a better story. Seattle's a better story. They got the longest playoff drought in North America on team sports. It's 20 years. Nobody knows anybody on that team. Nobody would have picked them to even be 500. At the trade deadline, they wanted to kill their GM. Those are the two best stories, Mike.
Wow. this is an Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you moment for me that you passed on the I-95 pillars. You passed on them because my two are your two. No one watching this show who has followed anything about us for 20 years would think we would come up with the same answer on this, Tony. But I'm with you. And Toronto, it revolves mostly around Guerrero. It just does. I mean, he's in that group of young guys at the top of a big group of young guys. He's so exciting to watch. I wind up now clicking over to watch Toronto, hoping I'll catch him at bat if I'm surfing. And Tony, Seattle, they haven't been this good since A-Rod and Junior Griffey. I guess Junior Griffey was on that team. It's been 20 years at least since Seattle made the playoffs, and they've had the longest drought of any team in North American sports.
No,
so
look,
those are my two as well.
I mean, it's an interesting question. Who do I expect to be in? I expect at least the Yankees or the Red Sox to be in, and maybe somebody else or maybe both. But the better stories, if you're writing stories, are a team that hasn't been in 20 years and a team that has no home. Those are the better stories.
Well, and by the way, Tony, real quickly, the A's, I find, you know, I hate the A's because I hate the whole, you know, Moneyball junk overstatement.
You don't like Billy Beane.
But they're an exciting team to watch, Tony.
Yeah,
and
but
so
Mike,
I'm going to slot
Mike,
a third.
Nah, they get in every year and they lose early.
They do.
Every year.
They do.
I mean, God bless them because they do it on no money, but they're out quick. Let's take a break. Coming up, by reportedly adding four schools, has the Big 12 saved itself?
And could the NFL's stripeless football be to blame for Jamar Chase's preseason drop seats?
Oopsie. Actually, Toronto is closer to I-95 than you think. They're a little bit closer to I-95.
Are they?
A little bit.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've got my doctor's coat on, so it's time to operate a clinic in What's the Word? What's first?
When it officially approves four new teams tomorrow, the Big 12 will be blank.
It will be afloat, not face down in the water like it is today, but afloat. They got kneecapped when Texas and Oklahoma said they were leaving. They got pushed to the side of the road when the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and the ACC formed an alliance and left them out. Now they're adding four teams. Houston and Cincinnati are basically basketball schools. BYU gives you a foothold in a mountain time zone if that's what you want. Central Florida gets you into Florida, but behind Miami, behind Florida State, and behind Florida, obviously, to me. All they're doing to me, Mike, is they're justifying their name as the Big 12, and they're adding a bunch of cars on the back of a slow-moving train. That's all.
God, you killed them. I'm going to seem complimentary compared to that. Tony, it means that the conference is temporarily relevant. And we're going to discuss it because they got movement. That's what happens. You get a couple of days, but their movement is too close to Saturday. So they don't even get more than a 48-hour, you know, reprieve, if you will. They're on life support anyway. I like to watch the quarterback at Cincinnati. I mean, I liked watching him last year. But by the time those teams, of course, actually start playing that conference, he won't be there. He'll be in the NFL. Temporarily relevant, real temporary.
Two words. Spoiled meat. What's next?
Ja'Marr Chase's preseason drops are blank.
They're troubling. Reportedly, he dropped the last four that he got in games, and then he dropped a lot of things in practice. Look, they drafted him number 5 to Cincinnati because they wanted to reunite him with Joe Burrow. Because at LSU, Joe Burrow threw 20 touchdown passes to Chase in one season. 20. That is Randy Mossland, okay? Now, Chase was asked, what's the difference with the ball? And he said, the ball is bigger in the NFL and it doesn't have stripes. And then he said, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that's what the ball is. Well, I would say to him, number 1, if the ball's bigger, it ought to be easier to catch the ball. And number 2, this is the Duke, son. This is the one that Jerry Rice caught. That's what the money's for.
Tony, remember, those 20 catches he had from Joe Burrow were in something we like to call college football. And then he didn't really play last year, so we're talking rookie-licious. That's my word. Tony, you and I have covered camps with teams where some rookie, you know, would come out and you say, oh, this is the big bonus baby? And he couldn't perform, and veterans would walk past us going off the field saying, I don't know about this guy.
I'll give you a name privately. I'm not giving that name out publicly, and you know that name. You know
I'm
that
thinking
name
about
in the veterans.
That. I know. We're not going there,
that's
but rookie-licious, Tone.
Let's take one last break, but still to come, Hunter Renfrow helps his new team beat his old team.
And the U.S. men's soccer team finally gets a big win.
I can't even get the initials on the air.
No, we're not going there. We're not doing that. This is, if people think
that
sports writers can't keep secrets, they really can.
Yeah, that's
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 36th birthday, J.R. Smith. This has nothing to do with Smith's basketball accomplishments, including 2 NBA championships with LeBron James. And has nothing to do with Smith forgetting the score of the game, which he famously did with LeBron James. This has to do with Smith enrolling at North Carolina A&T to play golf and get an education. Smith jumped from high school to the pros, so he had all his college eligibility left. He's using it at A&T, and it looks like through social media, all of us will be along for the ride. Smith is already posting about loving his golf teammates and charmingly about his test anxiety and cataloging his wonderment at such things as the size of continents. I didn't care for Smith as a player, but I am warmed by his decision to go to college. All I want to know is if he will wear a golf shirt to play or go shirtless as he did after the championship with Cleveland.
Tony, as you know, one of the great things about being a sports writer is sometimes when you peel back the curtain or the locker room door, you get to see what people are really like, and they're often different than this professional thing we see. And so J.R. Smith is a basketball player. J.R. Smith is a guy to sit around and talk with and be in the company of. He's fabulous. He's engaging. He has a lot to say. The golf passion I've known about, Tony, because I've been out around golf courses when J.R. Smith's been there. He's just a wonderful dude to be around. And so I am so happy that he's found this niche in his life. And I hope it works for him as well as it appears to already.
Happy anniversary, Chip Kelly, on this day 8 years ago. Kelly made his NFL coaching debut with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was considered a great get after he was so successful and innovative at Oregon. The Eagles hired Kelly to replace Andy Reid, and he opened with a bang, running off 53 plays in the first half against Washington, jumping out to a 33-7 lead. Kelly won 10 games in each of his first 2 seasons, but after going 6-9 in the third, he was abruptly fired. Kelly caught on at San Francisco, but the 49ers quickly pulled the plug after one season of 2-14. The downward spiral had continued at UCLA, where Kelly was 11-21 in 3 seasons. But so far this year, there is light. UCLA opened by hammering Hawaii, followed that up by upsetting LSU. UCLA is now ranked 16th, and after years of stumbling, Kelly may have found his footing.
Tony, easy for me to root for Chip Kelly now. Hope he does well. Where are you on the Washington football team nickname? I guess those names out there now. Are you picking, are you backing one of those names?
No,
you stand with
I want the Washington football team. I want the football team.
Around.
That's all I want.
You've come
That's
around.
It.
Like
all
that.
I want.
Good.
Happy trails to the Rays. They were done in last night on offense and defense by Boston's Hunter Renfrow. In the fourth inning, Renfrow threw out a Tampa runner at second. In the bottom of the eighth, Renfrow hit a two-run bomb over the Green Monster to turn a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead. And in the top of the ninth, Renfrow ended the game on this throw to third from deep center after the center fielder missed the catch. Maybe it's more meaningful to Renfrow because he was on the Rays last year as a platoon player, hitting only 156. Renfrow's hitting 267 this year with 28 home runs.
That.
Renfrow leads all of baseball with 16 outfield assists, four more than anyone else. His 16 assists are the most for a Boston right fielder in more than 60 years, even more than the great Dwight Evans, who topped out at 15 three different times.
Tony, being a former Tampa player, played into this last night because when Renfrow got to his locker and checked his phone, he had messages from the other clubhouse.
Yeah.
I thought that was, you know, there's so much beef and hate at times in baseball. You forget people play for multiple teams in their lives and they know each other. This is very collegial when it can be. And that was a pretty cool moment.
And what a hose that guy's got from right. Omissions.
Damn.
The Steelers and star pass rusher T.J. Watt have reportedly agreed to a four-year extension worth $80 million fully guaranteed at signing, and the Ravens are signing running back Devontae Freeman to their practice squad. Everybody's on that practice squad. Let's go to the big finish. The U.S. men's soccer team beat Honduras 4-1 last night. Are you impressed?
Well, yeah, because at halftime, it looked like the coach could have been fired at halftime, the United States coach. They got it turned around. Sidney Crosby will likely miss training camp in the first 2 weeks of the regular season after wrist surgery. Is that a big deal?
He's 37, I believe. He gets hurt a lot. But if he can play 60 games and play in the playoffs, that's what you want him for. Nick Saban questioned Alabama's intensity this week ahead of its big game with Mercer. Are you buying this?
Well, yeah, because they're kids and they're probably looking at this like fans doing go Mercer. But, you know, Nick Saban's not having that. That's why they're Alabama and they win all the time. He doesn't leave any stone unturned. He doesn't do it. Chargers running back Austin Eckler missed Wednesday's practice with a hamstring injury. Is that significant, Tony?
He's a good player, and they're at the football team this week, so I get to see him. Last one, U.S. Open women's semis tonight. Who you got?
I got Raducanu. I got Fernandez, 18 and 19 years old, respectively, unseeded both. Wow. Can't wait to watch.
I had it wrong on Crosby's 34 years old. I'm 37, times two. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You get that last bit of math right almost. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow on Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.